single traffic light until you get to Market and Meat. And so truckers are going to know that route, and they're going to take it. I think by restricting the no-through trucks, we're not only solving this problem at this local area here, but we're also making Franklin Street a lot safer. Franklin Street's got tons more kids than any street on the other side of the train tracks that I know of that are out there playing in it on a regular basis every time I go by there. So by making that less attractive as a way to get from 64 to the center of town, I mean, if I were a trucker, that's probably how I would go, unless someone said, no, you can't go that way. So I think we need to...
But they don't know that they can't make the turn when they get to
well,
the end.
That's, but I think if we're able to define that if there's no through trucks, then that will cease to exist as a shortcut through town. I think for the other businesses, Broadway, whether you're on Carlton or Broadway, there is access into the center of town using Carlton, which is primarily a commercial street. There is some residential on it, but I think that provides a workable network. As we go forward, I'd really like to see another parallel road between Carlton and Market Street opening up that industrial area back then, but that's for another day.
Okay. Well, the subject of second reading, which would allow some time in between if someone wants to make a motion on the banning truck traffic.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So that will carry over to the next meeting.
If I can offer a further suggestion, I'd like to see some consideration made towards putting stop signs on either side of the overpass, the train overpass, to help slow down that traffic on Franklin as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank all of you for coming.
One last thing.
Yes.
I would really like, before we come back for the second meeting, for the neighborhood and the business community to come back together and tell us about the results of their conversation.
Okay. Okay. Thanks to you, everybody. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the sale of right-of-way on...